Music is a promise translated out of seeing into hearing.
This is Music for Canadians. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from Tip Top Tailors, who invite you to be with us for the next half hour for another program of Music for Canadians, with the Orchestra of 40, conducted by Samuel Hersenhorn, the lovely voice of Canada's brilliant new singing star, Evelyn Gould, the strings that sing, and your narrator, J. Frank Willis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Statistics show that the songs that earn the most money are the ones about love. And so, most songwriters busy themselves turning out tunes on that most romantic and profitable subject. Of course, there have been songs written on subjects other than love. For example, the Atchison, Topeka, and the You Know What. But by and large, it's love, love, love that makes the world and the transcriptions go round. Is it any wonder, then, that a songwriting team named Rogers and Hart one day took a look at their bank accounts and then sat down and wrote Falling in Love with Love? Tin Pan Alley's Hall of Fame stand such great names as George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and Cole Porter. We would like to add another name, Alberto Pestalozza. Mr. Pestalozza never heard of Bobby Sox or jukeboxes, but his song Chirri Bitty Bin started Mr. Harry James on the road to success. Although the Hepcats are very fond of the Harry James arrangement of this song, we, and we hope Betty Grable pardons us, prefer the original, sung as only our own Evelyn Gould can sing it. Chirri Bitty Bin.
Service for ex-service men is the guiding policy today at Tip Top Tailors. Yes, every effort is being made to help discharged men get back as quickly as possible into the swing of civilian life with brand new made-to-measure civilian clothes. First priority in delivery naturally goes to these men. And it is gratifying to report that our other customers cheerfully accept necessary delays in delivery of their clothes. Because manpower and materials of every kind are still scarce items in the clothing industry, it will probably be some time yet before we can promise our usual prompt delivery to all our customers. Therefore, we urge our regular customers to continue to allow us to serve our returning fighting men as efficiently as we can by not purchasing new tip-top clothing until the present situation is eased.
While doing research work on South America, we uncovered some interesting information about cariocas. There are more than 1.5 million cariocas in this world, and they are all concentrated in the city of Rio de Janeiro. This may sound a little unfair. Why should one city monopolize all the cariocas in the world? But you see, there's no way of stopping it, because a carioca happens to be what a citizen of Rio de Janeiro is called, just as a citizen of Halifax is called a Haligonian. Not to be confused with the carioca of Rio is the carioca by Vincent Humans. And here to point out the difference is Samuel Hersenhorn and his orchestra of 40 musicians and a Howard Cable arrangement. Some genius in the radio world created a program called the Hit Parade, the general idea being each week to play the popular music of that week. After listening to the program a while, we noticed that the songs usually changed every 1 or 2 weeks. Well, frankly, our opinion is that music which is popular for 1 or 2 weeks is hardly popular music. To our way of thinking, really popular music would be the songs of Victor Herbert, which have been on everybody's hit parade for decades. And here, by an odd coincidence, is Samuel Hersenhorn and the orchestra to play a medley of Victor Herbert memories. Once upon a time, Gilbert and Sullivan wrote an opera called The Mikado. The opening song began, "If you want to know who we are gentlemen of Japan." Along came Pearl Harbor and proved there were no gentlemen in Japan. Once upon a time, Puccini wrote an opera called Madame Butterfly. The scene was set in Nagasaki. Along came Atomic Bomb Number 2, and there was nothing left of Nagasaki. All of which goes to show how hard it is these days to compose anything that will endure. What has endured, though, is the music of Madame Butterfly, particularly the aria One Fine Day, which our brilliant young soprano Evelyn Gould sings now.
Thank you.
This week, Canada will have the welcome mat out for the Royal Regiment of Canada. And to this famous fighting force, Music for Canadians and Tip Top Tailors add their own special welcome. As it has been with their fellows in other regiments recently returned and still to come, it will be Tip Top Tailors' agreeable task to help many men of the Royals to do a quick job of reconversion to civilian life with the aid of new made-to-measure clothing. Naturally, these men will get a number one priority at Tip Top Tailors in the matter of delivery. We're sure you'll agree that every one of our former fighting men deserves this and every other consideration we can give him. You can help give this consideration by withholding your purchase of new clothing at Tip Top Tailors while so many of our returning service personnel are being outfitted. As soon as existing manpower and material shortages are relieved, we'll be glad to say, come one, come all, and to give all our customers our former speedy service.
According to our New York correspondent, the lineup for tickets to the musical show Oklahoma stretches from the box office in New York to, oddly enough, Oklahoma. The popularity of this long-run show is due chiefly to the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein, who have brought a new charm and freshness to Broadway with their brilliant music and lyrics. From Oklahoma, Mr. Rodgers and Mr. Hammerstein have gone on to a new Broadway show entitled Carousel. So that you won't be among the disappointed thousands turned away from the box office, Samuel Hersenhorn and the orchestra offer you two seats on the aisle as they play Howard Cable's arrangement of the hit melodies from Carousel. Thank you.
is Navy Week, when all Canada pays tribute to its men of the sea, the men who fought the Battle of the Atlantic, and the men who manned the merchant ships through dangerous waters. Let us remember them by giving our support to the Navy League of Canada in order that it may continue its welfare work and expand its youth training program, the Royal Canadian Sea Cadets. You have been listening to Music for Canadians, presented across Canada with the best wishes of Tip Top Tailors. 1 week from tonight, same time, you will hear again the orchestra directed by Samuel Hersenhorn, the songs of Evelyn Gould, J. Frank Willis, your narrator, and your announcer, Stanley Ornest. We hope to include you as our guest.
This is Frank Willis reminding you that good music, like an old friend, wears well. Good night.
Music for Canadians is written by Johnny Wayne. This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.